Welcome to the Abbot Loop Community Church Podcast. ALCC is a multi-generational church committed to building a growing community reaching Anchorage, Alaska, and the world with the saving message of Jesus Christ.
We at ALCC invite you to come grow with us and hope that this message speaks to you from the heart of God.
I am blessed. I do. I come from a great heritage. My uncle, he's got two sisters, and his sister was my mom, and she passed away when I was 19. But my uncle's side of the family, the Drake side, we've got lots of preachers and gospel singers and just a lot of the church, being raised in the church on their side. But then on my dad's side, my dad was a AG preacher for 14 years in Illinois, and then his dad was also a preacher. So I come from a very thick heritage and great bloodline, and I'm blessed. I'm glad that God called me. He called me a little bit different than some of my family members, but I'm so blessed that He chose me and allowed me to continue to carry the heritage. And I'm blessed because I have a four-year-old son that I already see God's blessing on him. So it's exciting to see when what you continue to pass on can you see what has been put in the ground, you see the response from it. And isn't it a blessing to see just our kids and those around us rise up in the gifts and calling that God's put on them? Amen. So I'm greatly blessed for it. I'm not really a preacher by any means. I mean, obviously, my gift is that right there, and I'm a firm believer that you should always stay in where your gift's at, and don't step into other areas that are foreign territory that may not be what you're called to do. But I will say this, on a personal note, in the last 5 to 6 years, God has put a new mantle on top of me. And so it's been one that I've had to slowly begin to pick up and carry the position and the name, but that is becoming a pastor. Because honestly, what I do just comes natural when it comes to the aspect of worship, when it comes to the aspect of building new worshipers up. I mean, it's what God put in me, just as God breathed it into David. Well, I've got the same pipes that God put into David, and I'm blessed in that area. But this is an area of my life that God's been growing me in. So I have to be real honest. When Pastor Josh told me, "Hey, I want you to speak on Sunday," this is the second time I've spoken in a service, and so I normally don't get butterflies when it's time to lead worship. But dude, I got serious butterflies when it comes to speaking and sharing. So my delivery is not going to probably be nearly as amazing as my uncle's, but definitely receive what you can from it. I want to share with you this morning something that I shared with your worship team and different ones that have been at the seminar Friday and Saturday. I tell you, you are a blessed house. I've been to many places, many churches involved with many ministries. I've worked with many worship teams that are trying to grow and raise the bar in their ministry. And I want you to know that out of all of them that I've seen, this is a blessed house because you have people who have such a heart and passion for God, and they really do take excellence in what they do. So embrace those that God has gifted and brought to this house to help direct you and lead you into encounters with Him. I got to spend time with the youth Thursday night. Man, y'all have a youth that has a worshiping heart. They're hungry for the presence of God. And I'm telling you, just as the word that was released, well, that breaking is about to happen in your youth group. It's very evident that God is setting something up because the youth are hungry. And when that hunger is there, all of a sudden God starts feeding it and people start coming in and people start getting saved and their lives start getting changed. But I tell you, being here this morning already, I see the hunger and the desire in you as this body. And I know it's been a journey that you have been on. I've heard about just the I don't like calling it tragedy, because truthfully, man, y'all are sitting in blessing is what's happening. But in where God has you. And I'm telling you, the thing that I've learned is that God takes faithfulness very serious. Because when it comes to building the kingdom, he's not looking for somebody who gets up and gets saved and gets a little tickle in their tummy, but then a few months or a few years later, they can't stand strong and they can't stay to the plow. And God looks for the workers that are ready to go full in, who are going to be committed. Because here's the deal. For him to start bringing people into your presence, into this place, there's an accountability that he's asking for. And so it's great to see the pillars that sit in this church, because faithfulness is what sits in this church, and it's very evident. So I bless you with that, and I pray that you just you keep your eyes and your ears open to how God directs, because he's very serious about what he wants to bring your way. Amen? Amen. All right, so this week, or this weekend, sharing with your team, we did a session, and it's probably my most favorite teaching that I've ever heard, that I've been able to deliver before, and that is understanding our identity. How many of y'all know that all of us, we struggle with our identity? Amen? I mean, let's just face it, being a child of the King isn't always the easiest when you're looking at it through your eyes, right? So thank God for the cross. But our identity is extremely important, because here's the deal. If we don't understand where we find our identity, too many times we approach things and we do things that we've not been called to do. We work in areas that's not what God designed us for. And what it does is it ends up causing frustration. It ends up causing bitterness. It ends up causing dissent, and it breaks the unity. So that's why it's important that we understand where our identity is and where we're called to be, okay? So one of the areas that I want to talk to us this morning about is the fact that we are called to be priests. And that's every single one of us, okay? Scripture tells us that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. He tells us that we're a part of that priesthood, okay? And what being a priest is it gives us access to the throne of God. That's what the priesthood is all about, okay? And a lot of times I think what happens in church is that we come in on Sunday mornings and we look to those that are on stage and we wait to see where they're going to take us. So the expectation when we come in is all dictated based on what's going on up here. But how many of y'all know that's not God's perception, and that's not how God set it up? God gave us all access as priests to be able to have an encounter with him and not for that encounter to happen strictly by what happens through another man. Amen? Now listen, I'm telling you, if you get this, it's going to begin to change the dynamics of what goes on in this house. In the area of worship, it's going to raise the bar, it's going to raise the level. Because what it does is, it gets you in a place where you can receive much better and get the fullness of what God has for you in those moments. You know, a lot of times being in church, I mean, you know, it's worship can almost get too predictable. It's like you come in, we do a fast song, which we did, and get everybody hyped up. And it's like, at that point, I don't know, I'm really impressed because y'all show up on time. Now, in Texas, people don't show up to, like, the last song of worship. Yeah. So you can't be offended as a worship leader in Texas. I don't know what it is. It's just the mindset that's there. But, you know, naturally speaking, most people, they don't check in till that last song, because it's like that's when the throne comes down. But here's the deal. The reason why that happens is because we as believers have set ourselves to say, well, that's when the glory comes. But if we would come expecting and we would carry our position as priests, see, priests are given the position to have that encounter with God. There is no go-between. It's straight to the throne. But a lot of you look at your worship team and your worship leader as the go-between. You're waiting for them to direct you. You're waiting for them to lead you. But if you would come approaching boldly before the throne and not be waiting just for the direction, you would get to the face of God so much faster. You know, when they built the tabernacle, there are so many that never, that, you know, I find it funny because there was only certain ones that could ever get into the Holy of Holies. And there was a process that happened. But part of me tends to wonder if the reason why that happened was because God knew flat out the rest of the people in general would never be able to understand what would go on in that surrounding area behind the veil. And thank God that when the veil was torn, God gave us finally access to freely come before him and see the fullness of who he is. And yet, many of us have still never seen the face of God. We've never been able to stand before his throne. We've been able to worship in the outer courts, but we've never gotten to the holy place. And what I want to do is spur you to get to the holy place. You see, when you come in and you start off with your praise and thanksgiving, that's exactly what he asked from us when we came into the outer courts. But the thing is, he showed us that to get our heart right, to get our heart in check. Because where he wants to take us, we have to have a pure and right heart. We couldn't walk beyond the veil if we weren't cleansed and if our mind wasn't right. And then beyond the veil is where he exposes the glory of who he is. And I don't know in your life if you've ever had that experience, but until I understood my identity, there had been very few times that I had ever experienced that. And a lot of it was just because of that. My human natural being would always stay in the outer courts, and it would never experience the fullness of what God had for me. But once I understand that I was called to be a priest, that I had been given access to go into the most holy place, all of a sudden, the revelation of God became real and it became clear. And my experiences with God became deeper and became more passionate. And I'm telling you, in the life that we live, in the day that we live, you got to start having those encounters. Because that is where he feeds and fills everything that we need. It's why the church hurts, I believe, is because they've never gotten to that spot. And it's like we're always pulling along, but we never fully access the fullness of what God has. Now, to get to that place, it requires some things. For one, it requires free will. He gives us free will to make that choice. Nobody's going to demand you to worship God. Nobody's going to make you try to pursue him. That's a choice of your own. The other thing is, we have to get past the stereotypes. We have to get past the religious junk that we've allowed to build around us and not be able to experience for ourselves who God really is. Some of us, we've actually got to listen to the voice of God and not just trust in the voice of man. Because some of us, that is what our feeding is. It's more fed by the voice of man and not as much from the heart of God. And that only happens when you spend time with him. But he desires a people who are hungry. He desires a people that are completely open and laid before him. And a people who desire for his presence to be real at all times. You know, I've learned many times in the last few years of understanding how God, when I open myself up, God creates monumental moments, and a lot of those aren't even in church. They can be running into somebody on Facebook from high school and finding out that this person's hurting, and all of a sudden they see and start hearing what God's done in your life, and they're hungry for that change because they're hurting so bad. And the only way that happens for me is because I identify that I'm a priest, and God wants to make a moment for me to connect a person straight to him. It's giving access. And here's what's great about that, is that when we allow ourselves to do that and we let people who are unbelievers get an opportunity to experience the power and presence of God, they too find out what their identity is. Amen? Amen. So what I want to do is this. We've had a great time already just walking into worship, but I want to give you a time now to be able to go further and deeper and hear some things on your own personally from God. Will you go on that journey with me? Amen. Why don't you go ahead and stand with me? Father, we welcome you right now. Father, you've been with us. But Lord, we turn our attention now completely to you. Father, let us lay all things aside. Let us check our heart, check our motives. Because, Father, to be able to walk into the most holy place with you, God, we've got to be pure and clean. You where you're at. Spotless and pure before him. It's your grace, Lord. It sees beyond, Lord. Sees beyond my faults. Sees beyond my shortcomings, God. And you wash me so I can be near to you. So I can be near to you, Lord, so I can be near to you, yes, God, so I can be near to you. Amazing love, how can it be? You might
just sing that out. Amazing love.
Amazing love. And how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love. And I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Now come on, just sing this with me now.
You are my King. You
whispering to heaven, let's sing.
Extravagant. your friendship. It's so intimate.
Come on, just find that intimate place with me.
Well, and your love, is extravagant. Your friendship, yeah, it's so intimate. Yes, it's so intimate. It's so intimate, yes, it's. The closer I get, the sweeter it is. The closer I get, the greater you are. The closer I get, the sweeter your name. It sings back to me. You sing back to me.
That's it. Come on, just receive from him now. Let his voice sing back to you right now. Maybe you've never heard God sing over you. Let this opportunity happen for you. Times like this, and we get into his presence, I never want to miss an opportunity for someone to draw back near to him. I believe in his presence is where he speaks to the hurting, he speaks to the lost. If you're in this place and you're hurting, you're lost, you're not near to God, maybe you've never really accepted the cross and accepted Jesus, and the feeling that you've got inside, that little tingle, that kind of awkward feeling, it's okay, it's safe, because that's the presence of God. That's the one that we're all in love with. And why? Because he's alive and well. But if that's you, all you have to do is reach out to him. Maybe it's been a long time since you've heard or felt God's touch. He's just an arm's reach away. Let me sing this over you. Spread wide in the arms of Christ. This is for you. Is the love that covers sin. No greater love will you ever know. If you consider him your friend. Come on, just accept that as I sing that to you. Spread wide in the arms of Christ is the love that covers your sin. No greater love will you ever know. If you consider him right now as your friend, he wants to capture your heart right now. That's it. Now just accept his love and welcome to the family of God. You've got a new day. You've got a hope. You've got a future. He created you with a purpose. He created you with a destiny. Thank you for a new morning, Lord. Thank you for a new morning, Lord. Thank you for a new morning, Lord. Come on, church, let's just embrace him one more time now. We worship you, God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Father. We thank you, God, that you've called us yours. We're not orphans anymore. We're not orphans anymore, but we are part of a family. Yes, God, we're part of a family. Yes, we are. Lord, unify this family. Yeah. Yes, God, unify this family. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you. Yes, it is. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you, Father. Everything, God. It's all about you.